Chamber Chat. Judy,
exactly.
How are you?
I am great. We were just talking about the weather before I came in, and it's a gorgeous day today. I love fall.
I told you I was putting on gasoline this morning, or however you say it. Put it in, put it on, you know, whatever. And I stood out there thinking, I might need a sweatshirt.
Well, that's right. I have a long sleeve shirt. Both of you guys are on
short sleeves.
No,
I'm in short sleeves.
But, you know, this afternoon probably I think is still supposed to get a little warm.
Yeah, it's supposed to get around 80.
Okay. Yep. And then the cool down will happen later this week. But
that'd be great.
It's still a great day to be in Litchfield.
And I don't know. Is fall most people's favorite time of the year?
I think a lot of people. Okay, we have a guest with us, so we'll ask him.
Shane's with us, too, so we'll ask
him. Shane from Meeker Cooperative and Vibrant Broadband.
Hello.
Fall?
Fall? I love fall.
Yeah. I do, too.
You know, everybody says I love spring because spring is the new beginnings, and it's great.
Here's the thing with spring. When you start, it's kind of ugly.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, wet, muddy, cold, snowy.
It's kind of ugly. So late spring, I mean, now I'm going to get into semantics here. Late spring, all of fall. I mean, because and fall can get ugly, too, when the leaves go.
Yeah.
But then you still got color. You still got pumpkins.
You got warm days and cool nights. Yes. I love that.
I love that Indian summer, they call it, you know, where it gets cool, and then all of a sudden we get a couple of 70 days. Where
all right.
It's
and
nice.
For those of you who are politically correct, American Indian or American Native American
summer. Way. Yes, right. Okay. Yeah, we do have to be careful what we say these days. But I will just conclude our weather report with it's a gorgeous day and it's a Chamber of Commerce Day in Litchfield and surrounding communities.
Good.
And now today we have with us, we said that, Shane Zeppelin. Shane is not a stranger to the chamber world. He's been on several committees. He's been on our board. He's been chair. And now it is on a selection committee for my position. And we're excited to have Shane with us today to talk about Vibrant Broadband.
Well, yeah, thank you for having me. So one of the things I was going to mention is that if you read the chamber newsletter, it was announced that October is National Manufacturing Month. Right? And we have several manufacturers in town, which we're truly blessed to have.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, this is a great place to have a business. But did you know it's also National Co-op Month?
Cool.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
We will have to add that to our list. Yes.
So some people might not know what a co-op is, but very simply put, it's a group of people or members who form to collectively purchase or sell goods or services. And they all have a common interest. So for example, Meeker Cooperative was founded right here in Litchfield in 1935. Mm-hmm. And it was to bring electricity to the rural, you know, farmers and rural residents. Mm-hmm. And they formed a cooperative to buy electricity and get it delivered to their homes. Cooperatives are democratically controlled, where each member gets one vote on electing a board of directors. And of course, the board of directors manages the cooperative, and then they hire whoever they need to hire to run it, right? And what's cool about co-ops is they help grow communities. Mm-hmm. So the members, employees, they live locally. Their families go to school here. They shop here. They work here. And that's a pretty cool thing. And one of the co-op principles is concern for community, which means that we want to make our communities better because we live in them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
So it's a cool thing.
And you know what a cool thing to me is about this whole thing is community is the emphasis there,
mm-hmm.
yet it was formed by people in the rural areas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, who use communities to, you know, get their goods or whatever the case may be. So it's just neat how it encompasses everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think the word cooperative, you know, where they're a group of people that are cooperative. They work together.
Well,
you know?
You hope so.
Well, cooperative means cooperation, not competition. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does. So, and I know, you know, we have other cooperatives in our community as well. And, but I know my family was always a member of the Meeker Cooperative Light and Power Association. That's where we got our power. In rural Darwin, I guess I can say. So it is. So Cooperative Month. That's great to acknowledge.
Every October.
Yeah.
So speaking of communities, one of the things we did last Thursday is we were up in Painesville celebrating Good Neighbor Day.
Cool.
So Good Neighbor Day is on September 28th. And so Vibrant Broadband and Meeker Cooperative celebrated Good Neighbor Day by giving away Sparbo eggs and AMPI butter up in Painesville.
Good.
And Lewis Industries was so kind as to host the event. So we had people, what they did is they cleared out a section in their warehouse. We had people just drive through. We had stations set up. We just handed, they had their windows rolled down, handed them a couple cartons of eggs and a pound of butter, and then they would drive away. And it was just so well received. We had hundreds of cars come through.
Cool.
Good.
Yeah.
Another good cooperative event.
Exactly. So, I mean, as long as I'm on the air, I want to publicly thank Lewis Industries, AMPI, and Sparbo for helping with this event. Mm-hmm. And rumor has it we might be doing it again next year.
All right.
Yeah, so. And we announced that on a Facebook page. So, of course, people go to the Vibrant Facebook page or Meeker Co-op. We will announce it on there and keep an eye on that. So
very cool.
Good Neighbor Day.
Good. That's great. So what else is Vibrant up to?
I've got a couple of updates I can talk about. Of course, in Litchfield, we're continuing to install. And we've been doing this now for a year. We were actually done with our construction a year ago.
Yep.
So since then, we've been installing, and we've got hundreds of people in Litchfield just ecstatic about our service. And we expanded Litchfield because people in town were calling and asking, hey, can we get the same internet that my brother's getting or, you know, that my parents are getting out in the country? And so we expanded Litchfield. Well, this summer we did construction in Painesville just like we did in Litchfield. So we are available in all of Painesville.
Oh.
And that construction is just completed now. And also Grove City. Grove City construction is completed, so we can start hooking people up in Grove City. Atwater, we are still constructing in Atwater, but soon we'll be ready to install people in Atwater. So Vibrant is expanding to all these smaller communities that where high-speed internet is just has been underserved.
Yep, right.
So that's kind of a just a quick synopsis of what Vibrant has been up to. Now, next year, Meeker Cooperative was given a grant, a government grant to expand fiber internet into very underserved or unserved areas of western Meeker County and eastern Kandiyohi County.
Oh.
So there's a lot of little pockets where just people can't get good internet.
Okay.
And we call it Swiss cheese. It's like a Swiss cheese. If you look on the map, it's just all these little, almost like a checkerboard.
Holes, right?
Right. And so that's something that's going to happen next year that we will start that construction. So that's going to be that's exciting for us.
Yeah, I bet.
It's exciting for Meeker Cooperative. Well,
I think it's exciting for everybody.
Well, yeah, and our whole community because we all grow.
Right.
We all grow with really good internet, just like we grew with electricity.
For sure.
Yeah. We've got some upcoming events. This Saturday, Vibrant will be at Atwater's Oktoberfest. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so we are sponsoring the Wendinger Band.
Nice.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've heard of them.
Oh, yeah. And they're from New Ulm, and I've heard them play. And I mean, the music's not for everybody, but if you're into Oktoberfest and you know, beer like I am.
Yeah. Having a stein or two.
Right. You know, you get into the oom-pa-pa music pretty good. So they're going to go from noon to four. They also have a car show, craft vendors, and food trucks. And then we will have a booth there. Good. Where people can come up and get their Vibrant questions answered. We'll have some giveaways and stuff too. So it should be a fun thing. So that's this Saturday.
Okay.
On October 17th, we have a Dreaming of Streaming class at Meeker Cooperative. It starts at 5:30 and goes till 6:30. And at these classes, we have a presentation. It's a short presentation, about 15 minutes or so. And then we give a demonstration on how to stream. Okay. Now, this class is for people who either don't know what streaming is or maybe have a hard time understanding how to, you know, how this works. It's great for that. I mean, right now, I want to say the last stat I heard, it was almost like 90% of people connected in the internet are streaming. So, and people might not realize this, but if they are watching Netflix on their TV,
yeah,
they are streaming.
You're streaming.
Right.
Yeah. So in this class, we expand into how to get the local channels, you know, 4, 5, 9, 11, yep. You know, those kinds of things.
Yep.
And it's kind of a, you know, streaming can replace cable. And a majority of the time, it's less expensive. But you can get in over your head a little bit and, sure. And you start subscribing to all these different streaming places, Disney Plus, HBO Max, mm-hmm. Netflix, sometimes Paramount Plus, and all these little ones. And you could get, you know, you could be spending as much, if not more. So you kind of, we also talk about how to navigate that. Okay. So that is next, two Tuesdays from now, October 17th.
Okay.
Saturday, October 28th, from noon to 2, we will be in Painesville for their Trunk or Treat.
Home.
So we're going to do something there. And also in Litchfield on the 29th from 3 to 5 for our Trunk or Treat. Mm-hmm. So that's what's happening with Vibrant.
Wow.
Lots of things going on.
A lot
on.
Of things.
But again, it's all community-based, and I think that's what's so for nice sure. about sure. Meeker Cooperative and Vibrant Broadband is they're right here in town. They're local, yep. And employees are working on different programs and events. And
Jane, give us some numbers and some websites that people can maybe go to.
All right. So if they want to contact us, our phone number is 693-3231.
Okay.
And our website for Vibrant is vibrantbroadband.com.
Okay.
Our Meeker Co-op website is pretty simple, meeker.coop or COOP.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you, my dear, what do you have to finish with?
All that I have, as Shane already mentioned, it's Manufacturing Month. And so we'll be bringing some different tips or watch our Facebook page. There'll be lots of different announcements about Manufacturing Month. And then the Litchfield Rotary has a free AED training open to the public on October 24th. At 6 p.m. You can register at the chamber office, okay. Or you can also go to litch.com, or you can give us a call, 693-8184. And then just remember that the Rose Sale is still on, and that is through October 10th.
Very good. Okay.
So we'll be back next Tuesday for more chamber chat.
Sounds awesome.